The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Rend Lake Area Tourism at rendlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
On today's show, we're at the Red Crest Championship for the Major League Fishing Tournament on Lake Norman in North Carolina. Let me tell you, this is an exciting week of fishing. The first 2 days of competition going on, the top 40 anglers in the tournament were on the first 2 days, and the top 15 on day three, and then today the top 10 and going into the final day. So, you know, the top five on the 15 list for today's tournament are Brian Thrift, Jacob Wheeler, Alton Jones Jr., Adrian Avenina, Jonathan Van Dam. And while we're talking about this, the anglers are really just pulling off away from the boat ramp, and we're seeing a lot of pressure on these anglers going on, and they are really getting excited. Well, Lake Michigan has also been on fire for the coho from Chicago and a Michigan City area and a little further up right now. I mean, they're catching cohos in numbers almost from everywhere. Shore anglers are casting and catching them using crankbaits, spoons, skein, nightcrawlers, and shrimp. Power liners are doing pretty well over most of the Chicagoland lakefront using skein, shrimp, and cut-up squid. Trollers, oh man, from Chicago all the way up in the, you know, Michigan City and further north in Michigan, small spoons, thin fins, coho flies, they're almost finding fish almost jumping in the boat. It's really exciting. Captain Tony can't wait to get his boat in the water, he told me, so I'm looking forward to that. And while the perch are being caught by, you know, fishermen, that most of those fishermen have turned to coho catching because there's so many of them in the lake right now and close to shore. Our good buddies out at Braidwood, been fishing is doing very well for them. For the boaters casting and trolling, for bass, stripers, catfish have all been caught. And some of them are even some of the big boy classes, if you know what I mean. So they're enjoying a good time out at Braidwood Lake. But on today's show, we've got Sarah Lamson from Lakewood Products, a Midwest company at the show. Here they're showing their new lifetime guaranteed tackle boxes that is the last tackle box you'll ever buy. Then Matt Lee will be coming on to talk to us about his first year of being an MLF tournament circuit and a big dance here at the Red Crest. He's pretty excited about that, and he's in the running today. And then one of my favorite anglers, who is a great fisherman, a fantastic, good-hearted person, Edwin Evers, will round out the show. But before we get lost in the program, let's hear from Sarah Lamson of Lakewood Products talking about the two new bass fishing tackle boxes you may just have to get out and buy. I'm excited about them. Hey, everybody. I just told you, we're with Sarah Lamson from Lakewood, which is, you know, a tackle box company just over the border there in Wisconsin, you know. And Sarah, thanks for coming on the show. We're out at the Red Crest, and it's, what are two Midwest people doing in North Carolina?
I don't know, but I'm super happy to be down here because it's warm, it's sunny, and there's none of that white stuff on the ground. There's literally green stuff growing. Like, I forgot what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called grass and flowers and things like that.
Oh.
But I want to talk about Lakewood. We've only got a few minutes here. This is a unique box because, you know, I've seen them for a number of years. And, you know, this is the last Hackle box you're ever going to buy because, A, it's got a lifetime guarantee. B, it's exceptionally well made. It's not heavy unless all the stuff you got in it. And I've gotten old, you know, some tackle boxes that were big that I put everything into and I couldn't pick up. This doesn't, but you've got two different tackle boxes here that caught my eye. One is for all those plastic bags of baits.
Yes. So I am buddies with a lot of people who fish. We talk to professionals. We work a lot with the industry. And the problem was people were taking grocery bags and throwing their Kytex and plastics, worms, that type of thing in there. The moisture and the overheating was becoming a huge problem. So we came up with the mesh bag. We call it the Billfold. So if you're online, that's what it's called. It zips up. It labels. Everything's in there. Airflow, drainage. The guys are loving it. It's becoming one of our best sellers.
And it's, as you said, it's the plastics themselves. You're not wrapping it in the, you know, the Jewel, the Mariano's, the Target bag, yes, and then putting it in it, right?
Correct. Nope. And this is going to allow everything. It just makes it a lot neater, cleaner. You're not having, when you're in the moment trying to catch that big fish, you got to switch things out going, oh man, which bag is it in? Everything's going to be right there, and they fit a lot in there. And what's nice is with the clamshells that the Kytex and some of the other brands come in, they don't cut through those plastic bags. They're going to fit right in here as well.
And because it's all mesh, even if it's 90 degrees outside, and, you know, we've all fished in those beautiful days of 90 degrees, 98 humidity. You know, you could feel, what's it, Rosanna, that you could feel the sweat going down your back, you know. I mean, at those days. But because it's this mesh bag, and it's, I mean, this thing is, you're not going to break this.
No, it's a very high quality, technically it's like an outdoor furniture material. So it's mold and mildew resistant. It's UV protectant on it. It's not going to fall apart. That's why we can offer the lifetime warranty on it. You have problems with the zippers, we'll fix it. So all of that is in there. It allows the airflow. And that's the biggest thing with these things is keeping them so that they don't start melting.
And these bags are not, little bags of baits are not cheap.
Correct.
Now, a bag like this one, and this is what number is it?
This is the Billfold, and it's $39.99. Mm-hmm. But again, you're getting the lifetime warranty on it, and you're getting quality construction. It's not going to fall apart. You can load this thing up, abuse it, you know, you'll have it forever.
You'll have it forever. And, I mean, think of it. If these things cost, you know, roughly 10 bucks a piece, I'm 1, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. I'm only a quarter of the way through, and I'm at $120.
Right, yeah.
And so this is a good idea to keep your bait.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what we're known for is the protection because all of us fishing guys, it's getting a lot more expensive, and you've got to protect your stuff.
Okay. Now, is there a number if somebody wanted to look up, go to, I would imagine it's Lakewood.com?
Yeah, LakewoodProducts.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, the web, all of that stuff. And
we do mail order?
We do. And we also got dealers. So there's a dealer locator. If they're in a certain area and they want to go put their hands on stuff, look up their zip code. They can find it or they can order direct.
Cool. Okay. That's for the plastic baits. Yep. Now, this other bag, yes, this one caught my eye and I went, oh, baby. And this is it comes actually in two sizes, right?
Correct. We worked with a couple swim bait companies and the need was there for a swim bait and a glide bait box. Because those baits are super expensive, and if the tails get bent or anything happens to them, they don't swim right in the water, and then you're not going to have the success you need. So we have come up with two sizes. It is called our swim bait hanger box. It can also be found online, and it comes in two colors, gray and black. This is made out of an ABS plastic, and then it's got a foam-backed ballistic material on it, so the case actually floats. If you were to dump this overboard and it's zipped up with all your baits in it, it's going to float long enough for you to go back and get it. Not that you want that happening, but, you know.
I'm sitting there going, no kidding. Well, I just said something else, but I was like, no kidding.
No, and you can actually stand on these. So a lot of the guys will use them for a casting platform because that ABS material keeps it really strong. Our hanging system that we have for these baits allows them to hang down. They're not going to get bent. They're not going to get damaged, and you're going to have them protected as well.
And these swim baits, whether they're made of plastic or painted, I mean, we're not talking cheap swim baits. I mean, we're talking, oh, my God, you know, you just said, you know, huge money. You know, the guy across the street over here, it's $120, and I'm going to...
That's the low end. That's the low end. There's some that are like $400 or $500.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So for you to invest in a box, I mean, you're going to spend $249 to $299 with us. there's extra clips that can come in. You can actually get six, eight. Yeah. I mean, you're probably looking at getting over 100 baits in here, and they're going to be protected.
And the neat thing about this, so people understand, these baits that this rack that I'm looking at, I'm going to compare it similar to if you're smoking meat and fish in a smoker, you'll hang it. And that's what this is. You know, it hangs the bait so the tails aren't squishing on the bottom, or they're not, you know, together because maybe you put a bait A with a bait B and they chemically don't like each other. Well, this, they keep them apart.
No, that is a great analogy. I'm going to have to remember that and steal that from you.
Yeah, anytime.
But no, that's exactly it. It hangs. There, it allows them to dry. They're not going to get bent. They're not going to get damaged. And you can hang them from the eye on the bait. And so it's real easy just to slide them in. And then a lot of the guys will buy additional hooks. So when you hop online and look at the picture of it, this will make more sense to everybody. But the hooks in there, you can fit anywhere from 2 to 4 per compartment.
Okay. And the other thing, too, is the large one has 36 holes that you can fill, and you can multiply that by 2 or 3 lures, and then you have the smaller one that has 24, and that can hold 2 to 3 lures, right?
Yes, correct.
Per rack.
Yep, per like little compartment.
That's a lot. If I have that many baits that I paid that much money for, somebody's not going to know about it.
It's a no-brainer. I mean, you've got to, like, protect them. And they're great for throwing in the truck then, take them in the boat, all of those things, and everything's going to be protected for a lifetime.
And once again, you know, the 24 one is roughly about how much?
So that one here is $249, and then the larger swim bait box is $299.
And this is only, I mean, we're really just talking the bass fishing boxes, a couple of them of the six that you, different kinds, and then you have musky baits boxes. And let's not even talk about those prices of musky baits, but you have the musky baits. You also have, you know, smaller racks for, you know, multiple different things. You have gun cases for your guns.
Bow cases.
Yeah.
Am I missing something?
No, we make it all. We make a case for everybody. It's all made in the USA, lifetime warranty. Definitely check us out.
And it's definitely made in Wisconsin, so you could just, you know, you have to. You got to go over the border and make a few stops to wherever you're going, you know?
Get some cheese.
Yeah. Get some fish. Get some cheese. But once again, lakewoodproducts.com. And I literally, you know, they are not a sponsor of the show, and I'm just being very honest with you. This is the last tackle box you're ever going to buy because they are that well made. I can't even fathom of you, you know, doing anything that would need to be fixed. Because real quick, you had someone who had a bow case that fell out of a truck and kind of got a lot of road rash and bounced down the road. And when he opened it up, it was perfect inside.
Yep. His bow, he was on a hunting trip, to make it short, came out of the truck. He didn't know. He called the police, said, hey, if anybody comes across this, let me know. Lo and behold, he got the call, got the case, and he's thinking, my bow's damaged. He looked at it, limbs looked okay, shot a couple arrows, 3 bullseyes, went out and killed a nice whitetail.
See, that's what I mean. It's a product that's protecting your stuff that you've got money invested in.
It's a total investment. It's like you're investing in the baits and the other tools to make you successful. You need to invest in the protection.
Sarah, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Everybody, this is really unique. Lakewoodproducts.com. Go check it out. Call them up. Tell them you heard about, you know, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, because this will open your eyes to a long time of working relationship to keep your baits and all your quality fishing gear and hunting gear and all the other things you have in time. Okay? Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors magazine. For only $14.95, you get big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Somebody say hey!
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Yes, I'm standing on the shores of Lake Norman. I'm standing here looking at blue sky. It's a lot warmer than the upper Midwest and other parts of the country that this show goes out to. But standing next to me right now is a gentleman. I apologize. I think it was probably 5 years ago that I interviewed him. But it's Matt Lee. How are you?
I'm great. Weather's good, like you said. And we had a good day one of the Red Crest event here. So things are good. Things are good.
Now, one of the interesting things, when you look at the listing, everybody go to the, you know, MLF website, and you hit the scoreboard and look at things. There's all these names that you've known for years and years, and Matt's one of the names, but this is the first year you're fishing this tournament.
Yep, this Red Crest. You know, the top 39, 40 qualify for Red Crest out of our 80-group field, and the competition is so fierce. You can't go all year and have a bad day and make this tournament. So to be here is awesome, to qualify. These group are the best in the world. And to have a good day one against them, you don't take it for granted, because it is. I mean, it's easy to watch it live and think, oh, they're just biting that good. They catch everything that swims. So to compete against them and to do well today, it's hard. But you don't take it for granted. It's good.
No, you can't take it for granted. And what a lot of people don't realize is, you know, there's a difference between the two tournament series that we have in the country. And as you said, this one, you have to do good all year. It's not that you just won a tournament to get into it. You've got to keep a consistent... I hate to say it, there's 40 in this tournament, right?
Yes, yep. Yeah.
So you got 40 guys that are actually angler of the year type people, because they've done it that much.
Yeah, I mean, fishing's really a different sport in the fact that... There's no like, oh, it's NFL 2 years and you retire, you know, the average time in the league. These guys have been around since I was a kid, a lot of them. Their accolades from top to bottom are unreal, and they're just on that level. So you really don't know unless you compete against them how good they are. You go out for 8 hours and you've got to be on the top of your game every day, all day, can't let go for a minute, and they are the best. Yeah.
Now this tournament goes 2 days of all 40 fish, then it's knocked down to 20, then 15, and then the final days 10 people. Yeah. I mean, what blows, I was going crazy was that this morning it was 37 degrees here. And the wind was howling at about 20 or 30. and the lake is 72 degrees?
Yes, yeah. Well, so it typically you think about the spawn is around 60 degrees in the spring for bass fishing. That's when the fish move shallow. They start to lay eggs. That's when you catch a lot of fish. And here we've had the abnormal warm temperatures. And so the water's in that 65 to 58 range. And the cold morning this morning, but it's been stable enough to keep that water warm, and that's what's got them biting.
Now, this is not a little lake. It's somebody told me there's hundreds of miles of shoreline. How do you even walk at this? Man, I mean, you look at this and go, where do I start?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's another thing is we have 2 days of practice, and a lot of things, you know, bass fishing is such an interesting sport. We have 2 days of practice, and you have this unbelievable body of water, and you think, you know, what do you do during practice? Well, there's a small percentage of the lake that they're actually biting on, and they're only on a certain pattern, figuring out the depth, figuring out the areas you want to fish in. You've got to take advantage of that, and it really is. That's the million-dollar question, or $300,000 question this week, is how to break it down 2 days and then expand on that every day and learn it better, catch them better and better every day. And whoever wins this, no doubt they've earned it.
They've definitely earned it. Now, you know, you're sitting in sixth place right now on day one. Tomorrow, once again, it's do you keep your total for tomorrow?
Yeah, so you do 2 days cumulative weight, and they cut half the field. And then the last 3 days is they keep the weight every day. So we got 2 days. You just got to be in that cut, zeros out. And there's a lot of strategy that goes into that. The weights this week are super tight. So it is. It's always strategy, but in this one is I don't know if there's ever been a 5-day bass tournament. So we're going to be fishing on the water 7 days by the time it's over with. And there's a lot can change in that 7 days for sure.
Now, normally in an MLF tournament, you catch a fish, it's weighed, and you release it right there. And that's what they're doing here, but you can only count the top five fish. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. That's right. You have a boat official on the boat, and for the 40 guys, there's 10 camera guys on the water. I think two more jump around. And so there's cameras everywhere. Every guy's got a boat official, and it's all recorded. They weigh your fish, record it, you release it right there. That's one thing. Fishing's such a popular sport all over the country, especially in the South, that taking care of our fisheries, the amount of pressure it gets is utmost importance, because we want to have places to fish 10, 20, 30 years from now. And unless we take care of them, conservation is a huge part of what we do here at Major League Fishing, and that this tournament is no different.
Yeah. Now, to weigh a fish today, your fish has to be a minimum of 1.7 pounds?
Yes, 1 pound, 7 ounces. And so basically we do it by weight, where most people, you know, they do it by measurement, the state regulation. So we take what a normal regulation size fish is, 14 inches is 1 pound, 7. And so that's what the minimum weight is. But really, at the end of it, the minimum weight does not really matter, because best five, you better have five that are better than that by the end of it. Yeah, you catch as many as you can and as big as you can, and see what the best five are at the end of the day.
Now, like I said, this is Wednesday of the week, and you know we're going to be running this on Saturday morning. I mean, you were doing finding them topwater, cranking baits. What were you pitching?
So with the cold weather we had last night, it was 39, I think, this morning was the low, and it was actually right at takeoff. I was fishing for spawning fish, actually spotted bass. Usually spotted bass don't weigh as much as largemouth, but they don't get as crazy with weather change, so actually they don't mind the falling temperature. So I was fishing down the lower end of the lake, clear water, fishing a lot of isolated stumps for those spotted bass. And then when it warms up later in the day, I went to largemouth and I caught a 311, and that's what really changed my day and moved me up.
I bet you there's a lot of people watching that scoreboard going, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. One thing about that, you know, old school bass tournaments, you don't know till you come in and weigh them in what anybody else has. And there's good and bad to that. But this, with Score Tracker, you hear it. I know Edwin Evers, another competitor, caught one 6-pounder this morning. And you know when you catch that and weigh it in that every one of those anglers is going to find out about that 6-pounder in just a few minutes. So, you know, I even made mention of it. You want to catch that big one, and you know everybody else is going to hear about it. So it's Score Tracker can, I mean, mess with you. But it's such a good feeling when you're on the top side instead of the bottom side of it. Yeah.
Man, one other thing that I want to ask is, and you told me, I want to say in when you won the college tournament, I interviewed you, and you even said, he said, the bass fishing is such a head game fishing. It's not just going out there chucking wine and catching the fish. It's a complete head game, and I don't think a lot of people understand it.
No, I think it's a lot like, I compare it a lot to golf in the fact that, not golf a little bit, but you hear about these same names in professional golf over and over again. But how many guys go out there every week, try to win, don't? They're just, they're on the cut. Well, fishing is real similar. It knocks you down where, you know, you rarely win. You're always trying to get the some cut. You know, for the first 2 days, you got the 20 cut. If you're in first after the first 2 days, that's great. Now it all zeroes out. You got 3 more days. So you go out, you don't catch them the first day. It's all for, you know, nothing. So every day is just a mental challenge, and the days are so long. You know, we're out there for 8 hours, and every minute of that 8 hours is your mind's thinking. You're thinking about your next move, your next cast, where you're going to go. And so it is a draining deal, and it's just mentally, yeah, it's exhausting because you can't let up, and there's always a cut line. Always. And even if you won the last tournament, now you next week, new tournament. Now, if you don't do good, you're mad about it. So but it's part of that male ego drives us all that you just want to, you know, you just want to compete. You want to win, and you do whatever. I mean, you pick yourself back up and go back at it. So today, good day, doesn't matter if I don't catch him the second day. So I got to go out and catch him again. And we enjoy today and rig up and get ready to go again tomorrow.
Well, I just, you know, in the Lee family tradition, now I'm not putting a jinx on anything, yeah, but, you know, you do know that every time I interviewed your brother, he won a tournament.
Really? See, I got to keep you around. I'm trying to find people like that and keep them around. I told somebody a minute ago that, you know, I asked my boat official today about noon if he had 27 pounds yet or not, because he catches everything that swims. But, you know, he had a 12-pound day, got him right there in the mix. But, I mean, they're all just – but, I'll take that good look. Yeah, I might get you to sign my boat while we're here, too.
Well, Matt, I just want to thank you for coming on the show. And everybody east of the Mississippi River and in Europe that's listening to the program can follow you on the scoreboard today, because I know you're going to make those last 2 days. I know you are. You're going to be there. So I want the people to enjoy it and be part of it. And on the championship toast, I want to make sure I'm standing close.
Awesome. I will. Yeah, absolutely. I'll toast to that anytime. Yeah, thank you for the interview, and hope everybody watches Major League Fishing. It's a cool, really, the live coverage is outstanding, and it's fun. I mean, it's fun to watch. It doesn't matter if you fish or not. It's cool to watch. It's entertaining, and thanks everybody for tuning in.
Cool. Thank you very much. Everybody else, Matt Lee, an angler who started his winning the college, I think, at 2012, and he's gone through elites, and now he's here at MLF, and I think he's shown a lot of people today what he's got. He's got some spunk and some spine to catch some fish. Thanks for coming on, Matt.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Awesome.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Know how to honor people, and on April 6th, the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame will be inducting Doug Aller, an avid hunter that takes first responders out pheasant hunting, Nan Beckert, a naturalist from Lake County who has opened the eyes of thousands of people to nature around them, and Eileen Rice, a first grade school teacher who has created the love of fishing in thousands of students and their families who have passed it on for more generations to come by including fish and fishing in her daily class program in May. These three will be inducted into the 2023 class of the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame Thursday, April 6th at the Abington Banquets in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, with cocktail hour, dinner, a program, raffle prizes, and a silent auction you won't believe, and more. It's a great way to honor three regular people that have done some extraordinary things. Go to ilconservation.org/gala and purchase two tickets for you and a friend or a table of 10 friends and really enjoy the evening. Go to ilconservation.org/gala.
Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff. So become part of the Waterworks staff and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the Midwest, trained to work on Mercury Motors and others, with training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best and trained to work on a Mercury Motor and others. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com. Tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you hold a Daiwa Tatula reel or a Tatula rod in your hand, you know it feels right the first time. But when you buy any Daiwa Tatula rod or Tatula reel till May 31st, you'll get a mail-in coupon for a free Daiwa Huck hooded performance shirt of $59.95 value for free. Stop in at Fish Tech, Angler's Outlet, Triangle Sports, Bedford Sales, or Anglers International and pick up a Daiwa Tatula reel or a Tatula rod. And don't forget your mail-in coupon for a free hooded performance shirt.
Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Hey, man, you seen that bear go by here?
A bear?
Yeah, man, he had on a Ranger's hat.
A bear with a Ranger's hat? Ah, come on, man.
Yeah, man, he had a shovel in his hand, too.
Oh, did he have a picnic basket, too?
No, man, not that bear. You know, like the bear that checks out the forest, man.
Oh, what's he checking out, man?
Well, like he's checking out for careless people, man, who start fires in the forest.
Well, that sounds real heavy, man.
Hey, well, it is. You know, like every year some dude forgets to put out his campfire and a match or a cigarette or something else, you know, and like thousands of acres go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, man?
That's right. Yeah, smoke. Like in fire that could burn up this place.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that's why the bear, he says, only you can prevent forest fires.
Hey, I know that bear, man. What's his name again?
Smokey Bear.
Well, why do you need him for, man?
Because I need a ride back to the city.
A public service of the Forest Service, USDA, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish.
No, 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 no.
You can't catch fish.
No, 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 no,
I got a little story.
Hi, this is Ski Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Big fish contest, it's $1,000 cash for the biggest and the best, but I told them, guy, you're making a mistake. You don't stand a chance catching fish on the slate, because, hey, you can pray you want to wish. But let me tell you something, guy, you can't fish. I told you there, guy. Can't catch fish. What do you think you're doing? Can't catch fish.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I am talking to somebody I probably have interviewed more than any other pro angler. I've also had you on my show for just numerous other charity events that you've done and all kinds of stuff. Everybody, Edwin Evers, angler extraordinaire. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great.
Now, we're at the 2023 Red Crest. I mean, you've proven your muster here, boy, in the past. And I mean, it's just, this is a whole different thing that people are seeing evolve over the years, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. You know, the Red Crest is an interesting event. This is an interesting lake. This lake's really changing from, used to be a big largemouth fishery the last time I was here, and now it's really changed over to a lot of spotted bass.
Yeah. And, you know, I can't believe that this morning it was 37 degrees outside. The wind was hawking about 30 miles an hour, and they said the water was like 65 degrees.
Yeah, it's crazy. They've had a really, really warm winter here and, you know, coming into this warm spring. And there's also two power plants on this lake. I don't know how much hot water they actually, you know, change the water temperature of the lake, but it might have to have some effect on it.
It does. It does. We have one up in Chicago called Braidwood. Oh, yeah. And on opening day of March 1st, the water temperature was 74 degrees.
Oh, wow. Be out there catching them on top water in a snow blizzard.
And white spinnerbaits, you know? Yeah. But now, you know, you have been, you know, part of this event here and Bassmasters before this. I mean, this has been a whole different system. You know, this year your minimum fish has to be, what, 1.7?
Yes, sir. 1.7. I think they... you know, they have some biologists that kind of study the lake of a minimum or of a lake minimum, and they just come up with what the minimum is. But, you know, 1.7s aren't really, you don't want any of those in your stream.
No.
You know, so, you know, a guy that catches 1.7s is not going to, he's going to be going home early at this event.
Now, this morning, because this is going to be on in a couple of days on the air, you know, what were you, you know, crankbait 3 feet down, 2 feet down? Was it because it was cooler up top and warmer in the bottom? What were you doing?
It'd really shock you. I was throwing top water this morning.
Really?
Yep.
And they were saying hello to you?
Yeah. It went pretty good this morning, that first hour.
Didn't you get a good one? I heard
6-pounder's a pretty good one here.
I heard that. Someone says to everybody on their boat said, oh, you got a 6-pounder and you went wounded. And he said, Evers, I figures, you know.
Yeah. No, what a way to start the tournament. You know, once I caught that fish, it just really took a lot of pressure off. And I really went practicing the rest of the day because once you have a 6-pounder, if you just get a limit, you know, this thing here has got, it's going to evolve as the tournament goes on and you can't have enough water. So I used that fish to just try to expand what I was doing and try to figure them out a little better.
One of the things about the Red Crest tournament and all the other MLF tournaments is that you honestly feel you're the third seat in the boat watching you because there's so much coverage. So, I mean, and me as the fishing spectator, I'm jumping from boat to boat to boat to boat to see what's going on. I could see what you're using. I could see, you know, and I could see when you're happy and I could see when you're a little sad.
It's pretty cool because, you know, 40 guys out there, I think there's 10 cameras. And, the coverage element is just through the roof. You know, they move cameras around throughout the day to develop storylines on people on the cut, you know, to people leading. You know, it is kind of a different animal the way they cover it. And then it's also kind of a different animal. We have boat officials in our boats that weigh those fish, enter them into an iPad. So it's real scoring. Like, there's no guessing. You know, I can't underestimate a 6-pounder. Like, it is a 6-pounder, you know, in the old days. You'd kind of always try to sandbag a little bit till the final day of the tournament, but it is what it is with the boat officials, the iPads, and then just releasing those fish right there on site.
Now today was you know, the full boat of 40, you know, anglers fishing. Tomorrow is going to be full 40, and then the top 20 of that is then going to compete on the third day of the tournament. Correct?
Yes, sir. You got it down.
And I know you're going to be in the top 20, right?
well, that's the plan. I got to go take care of business tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you better take good guys, you know, because remember, we always do good interviews when you win the tournament. You know that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got a fond memory of you, me, and my wife after that classic, you know, going around the arena. That's pretty cool.
That's exactly it. And then it goes down to 15, and then it goes down to 10. And even though it's all over television and it's all over everything, there is a lot of pressure on the anglers, because this is a lot more than just going out chucking and winding a bunk bun of plastic off of something. This is, you know, it's like a head game.
Oh, it is, because you know exactly where you stand throughout the day. You know, you can hear that score tracker going off, people catching them, and if you're not catching them, it does put a lot of pressure on you. So, you know, that's one thing that score tracker does, is because you know exactly where you stand, and it makes you think and move and react quicker than you normally would. And it's going to be a marathon tournament. It's a 5-day tournament. So, you know, with the cuts and trying to make those cut lines, it's going to be a lot of stuff happening as the week progresses.
Yeah. Now, if people are looking to follow you, they can follow you on many different locations, right?
Yes, sir. You know, obviously on Facebook and Instagram, and got a really good YouTube channel that I work really hard on with a team of guys. And
really? A good YouTube channel?
I feel like mine's pretty good.
Oh, okay. I'm getting a few laughs at the guys waiting for me to finish this interview that want to do it, right?
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
And this way, you know, people can see, they can learn more from you. But you know what? It's your sponsors help you. You know, your family's helped you so much about this. The only thing you haven't come up with, and I'm a little bit concerned, you haven't come out with a good pecan lure.
I did. You missed a video I did. I had that umbrella rig throwing it in the pecan trees to harvest them. But no, I do. I have a really a pecan farm that I enjoy a lot when I'm home and spend time out there with my family.
Well, we're going to be looking forward to you being in that final day, and we'll be cheering and screaming and yelling, and of course in the press conference afterwards and stuff. But I mean, you got to get there, my friend. I feel like you're my brother from a different mother, you know.
That's right. We spend a lot of time together.
And thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Chauncey.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Know how to honor people, and on April 6th, the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame will be inducting Doug Haller, an avid hunter that takes first responders out pheasant hunting, Nan Beckert, a naturalist from Lake County who has opened the eyes of thousands of people to nature around them, and Eileen Rice, a first grade school teacher who has created the love of fishing in thousands of students and their families who have passed it on for more generations to come by including fish and fishing in her daily class program in May. These three will be inducted into the 2023 class of the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame Thursday, April 6th at the Abington Banquets in Glen Ellyn, Illinois. With cocktail hour, dinner, a program, raffle prizes, and a silent auction you won't believe, and more. It's a great way to honor three regular people that have done some extraordinary things. Go to ilconservation.org/gala and purchase two tickets for you and a friend, or a table of 10 friends, and really enjoy the evening. Go to ilconservation.org/gala.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2023 models of Lund and Low boats, all powered by a Mercury outboard, at a price you can lock in today. That's right. The assembly line is working on those 2023 models, and at Waterworks Marine, you can get the boat of your dreams for 2023. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard, make only one stop. That's Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you. When you hold a Daiwa Tatula reel or a Tatula rod in your hand, you know it feels right the first time. But when you buy any Daiwa Tatula rod or Tatula reel till May 31st, you'll get a mail-in coupon for a free Daiwa Huck hooded performance shirt of $59.95 value for free. Stop in at the following stores: Mike's Tackle World, Bluff City Outdoors, Dave's Bait and Tackle, Fishing Connection, Lee's Bait and Tackle, Krogart's Great Outdoors, Presley Outdoors, and Hunting Stuff. And pick up a Daiwa Tatula reel or a Tatula rod, and don't forget your mail-in coupon for a free hooded performance shirt.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie. You can't go wrong. Easy little.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors and the show. And let me tell you, this Red Crest tournament is great. Watching it live on the computer or being at the expo and seeing the booths from literally all over the country and many, many bass fishing items. It's like being a kid again in a toy store. I mean, I just keep walking around going, ooh, I need one of them. I need one of them. Ooh, I'd like that. And sometimes I even say, ooh, that's expensive. But that's okay. It's called fishing, okay? But you know what? Let's hear the Aiden Fishing Report right now, sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Here we go. Papa, we went out with my dad's friends on the Muskegon River, and did we have fun. We caught steelhead, and the action was very, very good. I caught three really big fish, and they put up a huge fight. They jumped, and they ran past the boat, and then they would run back past the boat the other direction in the river. We had to make them stop and turn back toward the boat in order to try to catch them and have a lot of fun. This is great reading. We all took fish home, and we're going to get ours smoked. Lots of M's he puts there. We did take a ride to Lake Michigan, and the guys on the piers were taking coho. And they were all the same size, but it was a lot of fun to watch them.
I know you're at the Red Crest Tournament and Expo, but remember, your favorite fish and magician grandson could use some new stuff, so if you get any free stuff, you may want to give it to me. Okay, Aiden, I'll think about that, Aiden. This report is sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Tell them you like them sponsoring the Aiden Fishing Report. Okay, got a couple news press releases here. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources is looking for some individuals. No, they're not looking because you did something wrong. They're looking for seasonal workers at historic state parks and historic areas. These conservation workers are the department's boots on the ground at the state sites during a very busy summer season, and it's really important. None of the positions exceeded 6 months. Conservation workers perform routine maintenance, custodial duties such as mowing, landscaping, painting, cleaning, loading and unloading vehicles, cutting firewood, all kinds of stuff. I mean, it sounds like a great job for a late teenage kid or even a young man or woman to get out and spend the day in the great outdoors and make a little bit of money. Conservation workers make periodic rounds of state sites to check for safety, clear and maintain trails. There's a lot of stuff that you could do in this job, and I think this would be a great summer job. I wouldn't mind doing it if I was in school again. They also assist visitor site areas and direct traffic when needed, and participate in interpretive and educational activities throughout the state. So that's really another cool thing that they do. One thing I mentioned, that these are excellent summer jobs for people who enjoy being outdoors and are excited to help visitors enjoy Illinois' beautiful state parks and historic sites. That's according to Paula Martell, director of IDNR's Land Management Office. If you want to learn more about the positions and qualification deadlines for application or applying, visit bit.ly/IDNR jobs, IDNR jobs. Remember that. Or you can go on the Department of Natural Resource website and probably type that in the search engine. Look for positions titled Conservation Historic Preservation Worker, and that's how you'll locate into them. To our friends up north in Madison, Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources today is announcing the 2025 migratory game bird season. Proposal is open to public comment until literally tomorrow, okay? Highlights from this proposed season structure include a 60-day restrictive scalp bag limit, allowing harvest of 2 scalp for 45 days and 1 scalp for 15, an increase in the Canada goose bag limit to 5 during the Southern Zone holiday hunt. Once again, if you want to give input on this, you can go to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and you can even send a note to Taylor Finger or Alicia Nelson at the Bureau of Wildlife Management, P.O. Box 7921, Madison, Wisconsin. So you can check that out. While some anglers are still getting perch from the shore on the south side of Chicago towards the state line, we're seeing a lot more action on boaters in 40 to 55 feet of water in Indiana, working those humps, Gary Light, and other locations. But if you're pulling perch up from this deep water, normally you're going to find them bloated out with the air sac coming out of their mouth, and their eyes will be bulging or something. That's because you're bringing them up too fast from decompression. And don't just say, I'm going to throw it back. If you caught a perch like that, that's part of your 15 count. It may not be a big one. It may be a small one. But you know what? Don't throw them in your bucket and then catch a bigger one and cull them, because you're not helping it. If you release it, it's not going to be alive. So let's protect the number of perch we're catching and seeing for the future for us and our kids, kids, kids. Wisconsin Dells Dam had a very active walleye activity in 10 to 12 feet of water on a jig and minnow. And minnows colored plastic in a, pretty much a bright colored jig on the front was working real well. Weather messed up a lot of fishing, but it will get better fast. Clinton Lake, crappie and catfish were active on Clinton, and then a little bit of weather moved in. So it'll get better. It'll get better. Don't worry. Up on the Chain of Lakes, the water is cold, but some crappie and white bass and channel catfish are being caught right now, and the water levels are still too low for me that I like. I'd like them a little higher. Wren Lake, crappie action at Wren Lakes continues off the 154 road. Boaters are working the sunny areas before weather moved in, and the action was really good. Catfish action was also improving, but slowed down when the weather moved in, but it started picking back up again. If you want more information about Wren Lake, go to rendlake.com. R-E-N-D-L-A-K-E, rendlake.com. A lot of action on Shelbyville, though, seemed to shut down also a few days ago, but with better stable weather, things should jump up. Root River is up and muddy. Yeah, that's, you know, melt-off, snow, rain, everything that's happened in southern Wisconsin. Well, a few brown trout were hooked. Most of those got off, we were told. Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, a couple of days ago, they were people lined up from the dam to the bridge trying their best, but, you know, probably the flow changed and everybody changed to go someplace else. That's just how it goes. A lot of ice, though, in Wisconsin is really on the iffy side right now. I mean, I'm not going to get excited about it, but if you're using an auger and it goes through like it's a hot knife and butter, that's not safe ice. You need to get out. I don't care if it's 7 inches thick. That's not safe, okay? Remember that. Okay, I got that. We got the Aiden Fishing Report. And once again, this weekend, definitely check out MajorLeagueFishing.com, MLF.com, and see the great activity we've got going on with the tournaments and how the anglers are. I mean, you're getting on the water video. I mean, this, it can't be any more live than you sitting in the back of the boat, you know, watching, you know, everybody fishing, you know. You could be sitting there watching, you know, Edwin Evers fishing. You'd be sitting there watching, you know, all kinds of these great guys. And it's such a great thing to see. And it's, you're going to get hooked on it. And you're going to be sitting in front of your computer the whole day watching it for the weekend. And especially on Sunday when we have the, it's going to be a little bit interesting because the weather is not going to be, I should say, as nice as we would all like it to be. Okay. That's the important thing. It might be a little bit tough for the anglers, but the fish don't care. But the anglers are—they're going to have to work for the winning the $300,000, and definitely this expo that's going on. I cannot tell you how much cool bass stuff I have seen at this, you know, Major League Fishing Expo, the Red Crest Expo. It is absolutely fantastic. I've seen baits I've never seen before. I've seen tackle boxes like Lakewood's tackle boxes. I've seen fishing rods, reels, Daiwas here with some of those new Tatula rods. I mean, I am just absolutely in awe of everything that I'm seeing out there. And I, you know what? You need to check all these products out down the road, and you're going to have a great time. Well, I can hear the flute playing, and I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb. This one's from my friend Apen Sui Majawat. And he said, ultimately, nature will do the teaching, but we have to listen to learn. Wow. Let me repeat that. Ultimately, nature will do the teaching, but we have to listen to learn. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch, you know, the perch on Lake Michigan, the bass in the backwaters, the crappies that look pretty in a frying pan. We're borrowing it all from our children's children, children. We'll see you next week, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.